You know, the old using the kid's identity thing. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it, or I wouldn't have done it. I realized it was potentially a problem when people were calling for my 3-year-old son with business proposals, and the phone company calls and says, "Hello, is, we'll call him Roger there." I said, yeah, who is this? "This is so-and-so from the phone company. We'd like to make him an offer." And I said, "Well, Roger's only 3 years old. Why do you want to make him an offer?"
So here's my question. How are you using his identity is my question. How did you do that?
Back in the day, you know, we had a downturn in income, and I had happened to had a huge phone bill. And so I wasn't, this was long before cell phones, and I wasn't able to pay it all off, so they wouldn't give me another phone. So I was, you know, like, I'm not going to move out into the sticks and not have a phone for emergencies. So I just called, I went down to the payphone and called them up and said, "I'd like to have a phone turned on." And they said, "Okay." And all I had to do was give them his social security number.
Sure, sure. Now.
And it was just a drop in the bucket, you know.
Yeah. Is that where it all began, or is that as far as it went?
That's as far as
it
went.
Okay, good. I'm just checking.
And we paid the bill, and actually what happened was they figured it out, and they threatened to do all kinds of things to me. And I said, "Look, there's nothing illegal about my son having a phone. He wants to talk to his grandmother." And so we went back and forth and haggled a little. I said, "He always pays his bill on time. You've got to be kidding me."
Oh, my God. That's funny.
By the time they figured it out, we had taken
You had
care
moved
of
out
everything.
Of state or what?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's good. At least you took care of it. I mean, that's a good thing.
We left town in Roger's Corvette. Anyway, yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah,
appreciate
you guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.